The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how Pilates helps men with multiple sclerosis gain in balance to lower their fall risk. Pilates, done regularly, can significantly improve balance and posture in men with multiple sclerosis, helping them to avoid falls and the injuries they can bring, a small randomized trial in Iran reports. The study, Effect of 12 Weeks Pilates Training on Functional Balance of Male Patients with Multiple Sclerosis, Randomized Control Trial, was published in the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies. Difficulties with maintaining balance and controlling posture are common to MS patients, raising a risk of falls that encourages a more sedentary lifestyle. Yet regular exercise and physical activity have multiple health benefits for the patients, from increasing muscle strength and flexibility to helping with cardiac health, mental well-being, and fatigue. Pilates done on a mat is low impact and works to strengthen groups of muscles. Designed to help people with injuries or with a limited capacity for exercise, it improves balance, posture, and a person's range of motion with regular practice. Researchers in Iran, along with colleagues in Denmark and New Zealand, conducted a small clinical trial to evaluate whether Pilates might improve balance in MS patients. Balance, the study noted, is a complex motor skill which defines postural dynamics of the body, which is important for preventing falls. Strength-based activities and exercises can play a role in improving balance ability and can be conducted to help improve postural alignment because they are directly connected to health. A total of 30 male patients were enrolled and randomly assigned to either Pilates training 3 times per week for 12 weeks or to no exercise as a control group. Patients in both groups had significant disabilities as indicated by a mean score of 4.55 in the Expanded Disability Status Scale, which quantifies disability on a scale ranging from 1 to 10. The Pilates training program consisted of 60-minute sessions with exercises focused on spinal extension, abdominal strengthening, core stabilization, and postural correction. Each session gradually increased in difficulty from beginner to an advanced level based on the individual's ability. Each session started with a 10-minute warm-up, followed by 45 minutes of Pilates, and then 5 minutes of stretching to cool down. Changes in balance and posture over the 12 weeks of training were determined using 3 distinct measures. The Berg's Balance Scale, which assesses postural control by having patients perform tasks such as standing up on a chair or standing with closed eyes. The Timed Up and Go, which measures the time it takes for a patient to stand up from a chair, walk 3 meters, turn around, and sit on the chair again, and the functional reach test, which measures the maximum distance a patient can reach forward while standing in a fixed position. While TUG is designed to measure balance, mobility, ability to walk, and risk of fall, FRT evaluates dynamic balance. Patients in the Pilates group showed significant improvements in all three scores over these 3 months. Their BBS scores increased significantly from 46.8 to 50.6 points. Tug scores decreased significantly, meaning that patients were faster at this task, from 11.7 to 9.8 seconds, and the FRT scores rose from 30 to 38 centimeters. In contrast, those in the control group showed no significant change in posture and balance over this same period, with a tendency toward worsening BBS and FRT scores. A comparison between the two groups showed that balance and postural measures were significantly better in the Pilates group after 12 weeks of training. Overall, these findings suggest that Pilates exercise increases the functional balance of the patients with multiple sclerosis, the researchers wrote, noting that these findings are consistent with other studies into Pilates and multiple sclerosis. Regular Pilates reduces common risk factors for falls in MS patients, which may reduce therapeutic costs and can be considered as a complementary therapeutic approach for physical therapists and corrective exercise experts, the study concluded.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Jesse Ace, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading from Jennifer Powell's column, Silver Linings. Zeposia is now approved, but expect delays. Zeposia's recent approval in the US is exciting news for all in the MS community. Unfortunately, we will need to table that excitement a bit longer. Despite its approval, the treatment's commercial distribution will be delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. I am confident, however, that it will be a game changer once it's readily available. The Food and Drug Administration approved Zeposia, as an IMOD, on March 25th to treat adults with relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis, including clinically isolated syndrome, relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, and active secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. The European Medicines Agency is reviewing a marketing authorization application specifying ozanimod's approval as a treatment for RRMS. Zeposia is an oral medication taken once daily. An oral alternative to injections and infusions is alluring. While not the first oral disease-modifying therapy or DMT, the trend looks promising. Most oral DMTs are easier to administer and safer to tolerate for multiple subtypes of MS. It is vital to learn how each DMT works and how that might affect your overall health. I thought of changing my own DMT when Mayzent or Cypinamod was approved in March 2019. My twice annual infusions of Rituxan had become arduous. That said, I have remained on Rituxan without incident since 2015. Zeposia is an oral sphingosine 1 phosphate or S1P receptor modulator developed by Celgene, a subsidiary of Bristol Myers Squibb. It works by limiting the number of lymphocytes from exiting the lymph nodes. Much like we are sequestered in our homes, so too are the lymphocytes in there, the lymph nodes. Limiting their presence in the peripheral blood and spinal cord reduces inflammation. While similar to Gilenya, or Fingolimod, and Mayzent in efficacy for relapsing MS, Zeposia may be superior in terms of safety. Because Zeposia is somewhat more selective for the receptors with which it interacts, this would reduce some of the safety issues that have been seen with Fingolimod, said Jeffrey Cohen, MD and neurologist with the Cleveland Clinic's Mellen Center for MS, in an interview with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. The main side effects that we're seeing are very minor nasal pharyngitis, headache, side effects such as that, he added. The receptor selectivity and also the titration regimen at the initiation of therapy largely avoids the cardiac side effects, which are the big worry with other S1P modulators. So we think that's a big advantage. Advantage indeed. Once our world gets its arms around the coronavirus, Celgene will start mass marketing and distribution of Zeposia. Although I'm not planning on taking it, I am eager to see its impact on the MS community.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.